From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the next stage of Syria peace talks and a political transition is underway in Geneva with UN Special Envoy Stéphane de Mistura meeting members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee. Opposition member Assad al-Zubi said his delegation affirmed it's serious in the search for a political solution, and he blamed the government for flouting all previous UN Security Council resolutions. Mistura said it's normal for each delegation to state its own strong position.
But that does not indicate at all that when we come here, we came here to negotiate. And therefore, with all respect to statements, the reality is that at a certain point, we are going to go deeper and deeper into the issue of political transition.
Government negotiators are expected in Geneva by Friday following legislative elections that were held Wednesday in government-controlled areas. A video appears to be the first proof some of the schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants in the Borno state town of Chibok 2 years ago are still alive. The cable news network showed the video released by the Sunni insurgent group with tearful parents recognizing some of their daughters. The video is believed to have been recorded in December. Alia Yusufu is part of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that demands their freedom.
I feel really sad and really kind of disappointed in our government for not being able to bring back the Chibok girls sooner than now.
More than 270 girls were abducted by Boko Haram April 14, 2014. Dozens escaped shortly after the mass abduction. More than 200 are still missing. Amnesty International estimates 2,000 children have been kidnapped by Boko Haram since early 2014. This is VOA News. President Obama Wednesday said the U.S.-led coalition has momentum and plans to keep that momentum in the fight against the Islamic State. After meeting his national security team at the Central Intelligence Agency's headquarters, Mr. Obama said the IS group must be and will be defeated.
We've seen so tragically, from Brussels to Istanbul to Iraq, where ISIL slaughtered children watching soccer, these depraved terrorists still have the ability to inflict horrific violence on the innocent, to the revulsion of the entire world. With attacks like these, ISIL hopes to weaken our collective resolve. And once again, they have failed. Their barbarism only stiffens our unity and determination to wipe this vile terrorist organization off the face of the earth.
He said the IS leadership has had a few bad months, citing the capture of Abu Dawood, leader of the IS chemical weapons program, and the killing of Abu Salah, who was the financier in Iraq. The lawyer representing some of the Taiwanese nationals deported to China this week said Nairobi's action was illegal. He said he plans to sue the state after they were cleared by a Kenyan court of allegations of cybercrime.
These were people who had been acquitted by a court of law. There was no attempt that was made by the state to apply to court or to any other body of any form to justify why they wanted to deport them. I think the state was just disappointed by the verdict of the court, and there's a recourse for that, not to deport.
Lawyer Steve Incinta said he has been in contact with several of his clients whom he represents. They are also suspect of engaging in fraud of Chinese consumers and an alleged telecom scheme. Taiwan has accused China of kidnapping its citizens. Several Russian military aircraft flew a series of simulated attack passes near a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea over the course of 2 days this week, actions that drew the attention Wednesday of the White House presidential spokesman Josh Earnest.
This incident is entirely inconsistent with the professional norms of militaries operating in proximity to each other in international waters and international airspace.
On April 11th, Russian aircraft flew around 20 passes near the USS Donald Cook, coming to within 1,000 meters and at 30 meters altitude. The following day, more warplanes conducted more simulated attack passes just 9 meters above the ship, which is part of a NATO response to a request for a more permanent U.S. NATO presence in the region. Three French peacekeeping soldiers died Tuesday after their armored vehicle hit a landmine in Mali. The blast occurred as a convoy was traveling to the northern desert town of Tessalit. In U.S. professional basketball, the storied 20-year career of Kobe Bryant came to an end Wednesday in style. He scored an amazing 60 points for his Los Angeles Lakers in a victory over the Utah Jazz. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.